We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Samach Vav. This is page 458 throughout Daf Resh Chav Tes Mabez, where we begin the new siman Din Erev, the halacha of Erev Lachatzar for a quarter. So, Habib ben the Adam Dorim by the many people live over there by Tes Vav Sif in this 15 paragraphs. So, the Mechavos of Alf Chatzar. Dirshon number one brings an introduction to the halachas of Erev Chatzeres, which we're beginning right now. Minat Tayr, it's been in the carry out from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim. Shlomo Melch came along and he was going in Issa of Itzah from every Rishos to another Rishos, because you might come to carry them from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim. However, from one quarter to another quarter, there are cases that would be permitted. So too is Mesagin Erev Chatzeres, that through them, a person could carry from a house to house, from a house to a quarter, and through this takana, this is when the Baskol came out and says, as the Gemara says in Erev and the Chaval, Bani, my son, M'chachem Lebecha, if you're wise of your heart, Yisamach Li B'gamani, my heart will rejoice also. So that's what we're getting right now. That a courtyard, Shehabi Batim Pesuk Mutaychai, that many homes open up into that courtyard, also Chacham L'taltal Mebetim L'chatzir, the sages said it's forbidden to carry from their homes to the courtyard, actually urban until they make an Erev. I know that is. What does an Erev mean? That really means to say, join them together. Shekhaif and Pas become Bayis and Bayis, that they collect bread from every single home. And they put into one of the homes of the courtyards. Through that, on the rim, we view it as if everyone lives in that house. As if that whole courtyard is designated to that one house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Aleph, a courtyard, Shahar Batim, that there's many homes, Shalah Nashim Yuchadim, of distinct individuals, open up into that courtyard. The Chumash said, forbidden to carry, Sivkatan Beis, Mibotim, Lachatzar, from their homes to the courtyard until they make an Erev. What then same thing is Mibayis Labayis Abatech Chatzah from one house to another house within the courtyard, which the Sharatzin Yisal brings from Magid from another chayim. What it means to say is that even if they're literally near one to the other and there's just an opening between them, it would have the same prohibition. Sivkatan Katan Mishbru Abatech Amavay, or whether they're one home to another home in the courtyard, or whether in a Mavay, which the Sharatzin Yis bases that's Pashit. And it says look later on in Shin Ayin in the Bialachas of Gimel where we agree with it that the Ikr is like the Shita that even from one bias to another house itself is also forbidden. Says Mishbru further, he says Avsham of Mesukim Lech B'Kaira, even though the Mavay is fixed with Lech B'Kaira, you still need to make an Erev from one house to another house. But Tamachal said the reason all this is because they made a decree Shalal Hoitzim Rishu Sil Rishus Chaveri, he should not carry from his Rishus to the Rishus of his friend. Kedei to Lelis Labukim Rishus Yach Rishus Ram, that a person does not come to mix that up and come to carry from Rishus Yach to Rishus Ram. Which the Sharatzin Eiz Gimel says, and the Chatzar also has the joint partnership of his friend. So therefore, this is like almost like a Rosh Hashanah. Says Mishpru further, he says, which that would make the confusion. Now the Chatzar itself, the courtyard itself, mutl tat b'kuli, you're allowed to carry throughout the whole Chatzar. I feel Machatzal Chatzar namut, and even from one courtyard to another courtyard, it's permitted. Could the Leigos about the Rabban? Regarding that, Rabban did not make a decree. Like we see later on, Besimit Shinayim base. Which the Sharatzin Oistal says that is the Kalim that were Shavis, that they started Shabbos in the Chatzar, as we'll see later on over there. Sivkotin Gimel. So you have to collect bread and put it into one of the homes. Through that, we view it as if they're all living in that house. Because the primary dwelling of a person, the Makam Shapitah Shem, is where his bread is. And if it's in that one house, Sivkotin Dal, the Kilu Kalachatzah, it's like as if the whole courtyard is designated for that one house. As the Rambam explains, his words are like this: that they should join together with one food. That they place it from before Shabbos. All joined together. There's one food for us all. No one is like it's in a separate domain from his friend. Just like we're all equal in this one home that remains for all of us, because that's where everyone's bread is now. So we're all equal in everyone's individual home. But it called Rishos Echad, like all one domain. With my sazen, that with this action, like about litzus will damis. So no one's going to make the mistake and come to compare Shemut Lohitz Lachz and Rishos Echad Rishos Ram, that you come to care from Rishos Echad Rishos Ram, because it doesn't look like going from an individual domain to someone else's or a joint domain, because it's all considered like one domain. I can't understand, and that's the words of the Rambam. Siv Beis, Yishvi Ahal and Maisukas, those who dwell in tents or in these other types of temporary huts, or an encampment, which they just surround themselves with a partition. You're not carry from one tent to another tent, until they all make an Erev together. But a caravan, which they surround themselves with a wall, a partition, they don't make an Erev, because they're all mixed together. And these are not permanent tents for them. Says the Mishbura, Siv Katan Hay. Yeshvi Ahalim V'chulu. Those who live in tents, or huts, or these machnas, like those who live in the deserts, these or things similar like that. Sivkan vav oy machne or a camp that's surrounded with a mechitza. Makom chaniyah shel anshe chayul sapnei hasada, the encampment of the soldiers that are on the fields. Shekum b'lishneinu lager. That's what refers to this machne that was surrounded with mechitza. Vayim be'alocha and divrei maskal oy. Sivkan zayin. There was a partition, 10 tefachim high, makefes sviva oilam asukas that surrounds the tents and the huts. Sivkan ches, so we said, imatal oil oil that I'll carry from one oil to other oil. For what something is oil chutz from the tent to the courtyard. Danu lo isa shatach shubetecha mechitza in that area that's within the surrounded area. Sivkan tes at shi'arvu until they all make an erev. Moshe tam shikasam le'abasif alv, like we explained previously in sif alv. Because or else it's going to be confusing. It's going to look like you're going from a Rishas Yerchot to Rishas Ram. Sivkot and Yud. Avo Shayara, but Orchas Anoshim, Aholchas Terechamid, but these encampments of people that are traveling through the desert, Sivkot and Yudav, Shekifu Mechitza, which they surround themselves with Mechitza, they don't have to make an air. Now, B'yeshlo Metrech, they have within the perimeter, Oyelim L'cholech, B'fnei, each one has his own independent tent. Sivkot and Yubez, L'fishakun, M'chud, because they're all mixed together and these are not permanent residences. Pirush, the kimach einos ma'olim kibbol nham ladirath, since these tents are not their permanent residence, raktech harai is just temporary. B'shosha emdil mofesh ma'amid ma'olim, it's just when they have to stop and rest, so they pitch these tents. L'mikra chilik diris, that doesn't, it's not called like separate encampments, separate residences. So k'mishu kul murab m'vayzachat m'sak, they're all mixed together in one residence. V'am b'at lochat v'maskul avul. V'am b'ar grash, even b'shem v'farshim, it brings in the name of the commentary. Shekol k'maz, that they disagree with it. But then they hold the oil, m'shem b'shem yor, it's rich me'er. That the tents in the caravans does need an Arab. B'shem b'machne b'tur me'er. And actually that in the machne, that we said the lager, that's actually exempt from the Arab. Ach shem yor, but a caravan, loy mikri rak shehu pachas ma'asar. But a caravan that actually needs an Arab, it's only when it's less than 10. So l'mala, but actually when there's more than 10 people, n'cholom b'shem machne, they're actually included in the machne, which they actually putter from there. The Bir Halacha, the Maskel, that the Chum said it's forbidden to carry from their homes to a courtyard until they make an Erev. And regarding one person picking it up and the other one putting it down without an Erev, that says Prima Gadam, that requires further analysis, what the Halacha would be. In the Maskel, in Machne, in Siv Beis, we said that the Or Machne that was around Mechitza, they're not carry from Erev to Erev until they make an Erev together. So look much more Siv Katan Vav. And this is all, which I said, that's the soldiers with, it's called the lager. This is all at a time of peace. But a time when the Jewish people go out to fight a war, even a voluntary war, they're exempt from Ribbe Chatzeres, even when they're on their way back from the war, say the Paiskim. So must have a shayara. But a shayara, a caravan, does not need an Erev, said the Mechaber. So it says, look at the Rav Magid. It sounds like from him that the differentiation of a machne from a shayara is regarding this. A machne is talking about where they're there for many days. Shayara is talking about that they're not there just for one day, and that's, let's say, because of Shabbos. And that's how a certain mefarshim quote this halacha. But it's not really necessarily in the understanding of the words Rambam. The truth is, where does he get this from? To the contrary, the logic would actually dictate that the same thing would be if the caravan is there for many days, as you have this by people that travel in the desert, that for whatever reason they have to wait a certain amount of days, that also would not require Erev. And then it would apply also this for the Rambam, that those oilam are not kavua. He says, I would say moreover, he says that it's possible that even by a machna that's there for a certain amount of days, if they're only traveling on the road, so then they're like a shayara, and regarding this, also would apply this for that those oilam are not kavua, at this time, and they're only just stopping, or for some other reason. So, according to my understanding, would seem that it's clear the way we explain the Mishnah Berurah that a machne, what it means to say is what we call in German lager, and it's not talking about at all that soldiers are going from place to place. It's talking about where their residences there. They're just not homes. It's just because it's out in the fields. As known that the soldiers of the king, that in the summer months they're out in the fields, they just make something like an oil. And what we're telling you is that even those these temporary tents are also included in like batim, and they would also apply the gzeir v'tzom b'shos l'shos. Now this all, so like the way I described it, that at least they're there permanently, but not when they're traveling on the roads, because then it wouldn't make any difference between a machne and a shayara, between one day or 2 days. Rather, whenever there's no permanence for an extended period of time, for sure they would not gaze regarding this. He says, you should know that the ikar halacha of shayara is not so clear. Most places come to shayin them disagree on this. This is a look at the Rashi and Ritva, but they say in the name of Reb Moshe HaKoyin, Lord Zeru, and Reb Ben Yoinsen, that's something from Shittas Rashi. that also caravan is not part of Nika Eru B'chatzeres. And he says, once we came to this, he says, I really wonder the opinion of the Mechaber that over here he says something like the Rambam, and the Shin Samach Sib Gimel, he quotes like the words of Rashi that's talking about the Shayor that made an Eruv, and that's opposite of Shit Rambam. He says, maybe that's what the Kabbalah of the Shulchan Aruch Rab that he writes in this Halach of Shayor, Ayin Shin Samach Gimel, but Sarachi in Gadol. And actually, it's an error in his words. It should say Shin Samach Sif Gimel and his Mechaber to what we're asking. So maybe you could differentiate and to say that up until now, the Rambam didn't say b'shayor that you can be part of davka when you surrounded the whole caravan from the outside with one mechitza, but from within they surround each one their own oil, and that's what the Rambam writes that they're part of merchatzes because since they surround the whole shayor with one mechitza, so they're considered merubin, and we don't pay attention to this that they differentiate they're separate from within in their oilim because they're not kavua, and it's like as if they don't have oils at all, and they're just out in the courtyard or one caravan that you let it carry throughout the whole area, which is not the case regarding shud samach sib gimel. That's talking about that each one is surrounded himself with a distinct mechitz. If that's the case, then you cannot say they're like mixed together. To the contrary, each one is individuated. Rather, that is opening from one to the other. If that's the case, it's not better than two homes that open to one to the other. That you need to have an air. And that's what sounds like in truth from the dictate of the word in the Rambam. That's Lashon Mechaber that he writes. Lefishu kolam aravim ve'ein mechulu. So l'chayyeh, it's possible to say that also Rashi would agree to the Halacha Shiara in the case of Simen Shin Samach Vav. However, when we dig very well, we see it's not true, because regarding the four things that are part of by Machna, one of them is Ruvi Chatzeis, Rashi also writes, Kugun Shekiv Mechitzes Kolech Bav Neatz Mayu Pesach, Mamash the way in Daf Tzadi Gimel. Nafka with it, because they're going to Muhammad, did they exempt them? But if not, they would be Chayim. And so to the Ezeru concludes on this of the Halacha of the Machna's part of Ruvi Chatzeis, says, Tumah, when you make Mechitzes, but Shiara, etc. In truth, he says, they found in Shabbele Leket two Purushim on this in a Machna's part of Mechitzes, one like Pirush Rashi, one like the Pirush Rash Ben Ayosim, like the way the Rambam describes, that they surrounded with one Mechitza and they're separated from within an Oilim. So look over there in Simet Tzadi Zayin. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number three, rooms that they don't eat on them on Shabbos, if they're considered as a part of the house, and you're allowed to carry from them to the room that they eat, or they're considered like a chatzah, and you need to have an eruv to permit to carry from them to the room that they're eating. And Shimon Hesav Kadamadal, the Mishmur wrote the name of the Beis Meir, that when there's a house, that there's a room that they eat on them on Shabbos, also the other rooms have the halacha like the bias. On the other hand, the Chazanish holds that only the room that they're eating on Shabbos is considered like the bias, and the other rooms in the house has a halacha like the chatzah. And if he writes that from the room that they're not eating over there, you're allowed to carry out kelim that started Shabbos over there to the chatzah, because it comes that you carry from a chatzah to chatzah. And he adds in that, however, you're allowed to place the bread that you make the erev in the room that they're not eating over there, since also these rooms are considered like a makom arul ladir. Now, in the case that the room that opens up to the chatzah is a room that they're not eating in, the way you have very common in homes. Chaznesh writes over there that according to his shita that the halacha of this room is like a chatzah, comes out that the house that opens to the chatzah and the chatzah is open to the chatzah of the shutfin. If that's the case, because the front room is like a chatzah, if that's the case, the chatzah is considered like a mobile that's not effective every chatzah, it's just a shutfin voice. In continuation of his words, he goes back and he's mesupik regarding this. Lamaisa writes that the nusach eruv chatzeres, you should stipulate that if it needs to be an erev, then it needs to be a shita, it should be a shita of mevois. This is number four. The Mishnah Berurah, when he says "Gaz Yishloi Lohitzim Rishus Lishus Chaveroi," says the Rashi and Eben Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that explains that that's the reason the Gzeir. The Rambam, however, explains a different way, that the Gzeir was not to carry out from a house, which is a place that is the function of a specific, to a chatzur, it's a place of ishtamshus for the Rabbim. That maybe they're going to think that just like you let it carry out from a house to a chatzur, which is the makom ishtamshus to the Rabbim, so you let it carry out to Rishus Rabbim. And after meaning between them, we discuss later on Shad Sin Sifkot Aleph. In addition number five, so the chatzah itself you're allowed to carry throughout. And the reason for this is they did not make it forbidden to carry dal amas in the chatzah. Why didn't say gzeir shem yovi latal dal amas rishos ram? The preacher writes that the chatzah, which is surrounded with moles, is more similar to rishos yachad. They're not going to come to make such a mistake. Just not to carry it from the house to the chatzah, they made gzeir because regarding that there's room to make an error. Because since regarding the house, the chatzah is like similar to rishos ram. This is number six, which you just referenced to Sharat seen before, that even when they're near each other, one to the other, just the opening between them is also problematic. According to Rambam, which is born in Mishabruin, Be'alacha writes later on, Shin Ayin Sif Gimel, the Masch Oyin, Nim, the Shasham Ladabid, you're allowed to carry from house to house through the opening that's between them without Rebbe Chatzeres, because since the reason the Gezer is because you might make a mistake to say that just like you're allowed to carry from a house, which is the place of the individual, the chatzah, which plays with the rabbim, so you let it carry from a house to Rishos Rabbim. Now, going from one house to another house, that gizer is not applicable. Well, he brings up there that the test yamtib ben erev ben rights, even the Rambam would agree that you now let it carry from house to house. It's just that the beginning of the gizer was not to carry from a bayis to a chatzah. And then they add on and said, forbidden, even from a house to house. And the Be'alach is machriya over there like that opinion. And that says, Mefurish in the Pirish Mashiach, the Rambam and erev ben, that you now carry from a also from a bayis to bayis, even meaning if it is no Rebbe Chatzeres, and that's the Chaznish writes, and he proves this from many places. There's number seven.
Sharatin and Sibkat Dald had said that Kalim you're allowed to carry in the Chatzah, that if they were Shavis in the Chatzah. Now, Kalim that started with Shabbos in the house, and they were taken out to the Chatzah on Shabbos in the permitted way. For example, let's say someone wore it, and that's you're allowed to carry it out. So the Be'alacha writes in Shinayin Beis, Sif Aleph, Damascus Shema, that Machalik is Rishayim, if you're allowed to carry that now, Dalet Amos, in the Chatzah that there's no Erev. For example, let's say it's open to two houses that did not make an Erev together. The opinion of Taisin Erev of Tzadik Aleph and Beis, and Taisin Rid is that it's permitted. The opinion of the Rajba is that it's forbidden, and he's not machrid la'locha. Chazanish holds one could be lean regarding this. There's number 8. We said that the way the Eir works is because the Ikad Yerasa Shalom is where his bread is. To carry from house to house through the stairwells, the Shuvas are Litzian, meaning in the same apartment building, it says that you don't have to have a Eir Chatzeris because the stairwell is considered like a Beishar of the Rabbim, which is like a deer without bailam. And you see in Sharatim later on in Shinayin Sefkon Chavav that according to Taisin Eir Nafpeh, such a deer is not considered as a deer and it's also not like a Chatzah. However, elsewhere, he writes that it's forbidden to carry through the Cheder Madrigas without Rebbe Chatzeris, and it's been saying that that's what's brought in the words of the Chazon Ish. Dusha number 10. The Gedda of the Takana of the Erev, the Rambam, the Mishmur writes like the Rambam in first pack of Hechaz Erev, and that according to him, the Gedda of the Takana's Erev is that they all became partners in this house that where the bread is, and just like their partners in this house, so do the partners in the other homes. Over Rashi and Eivind of Mem Testament, Aleph writes that together that the Kanda, since the das of a person is on this bread, it's as if they're all dwelling in the house where the Eiv is placed, and they're not even dwelling in their own homes. And the other homes of Chatzar are like just secondary to this house. And that's how the Mashmais of the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is over here. There's number 11, that like all one Rishus, this reasoning is actually like Rab and Eivind of Mem Testament, that together the Eiv is because of Dira. Rashi explains over there that the das of a person is on this food, and therefore, in the place where a person eats, is as if that's where they're all dwelling. Not like the Pinish Mul that he holds that they get the evidence because of a kinyan, that through giving the bread, it's as if the bias was nicknamed to the one that you place the air like to all the other homes, according to his sheet, that doesn't depend on Oichel. The Rambam Paskins, like Rabbah. There's number 12, the soldiers that eat each one in his own oil, that's what I'm saying, that's the halacha of this machna, but when they're all eating in one room, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Shinayin Sefdal, that all considered that dwelling only in the tent where their food is, and then they don't have to make an Erev Chatzeris. Dish number 13, we said, but the Be'alacha said, but when they would go out to war, they wouldn't need an Erev. Rambam brings this halacha, and the reason why it's not written in Shulchan Aruch, Ma'amotcha writes, because it's something that's not common. Dish number 14, Be'alacha said, even Muhammad Sershos, that part of Erev Chatzeris, Chaznesh writes, it's possible, it's dafka if they went out to Muhammad based on the Melech and the Sanhedrin, but Stam troops that are on a city, and the people of the city go out to fight them, that's not included in the Torah of Machnam based Muhammad, only if there is some element because of Hatzalah, of some type of saving. Dish number 15. So he said that it's as if the Omer Ruvim one bias regarding the halacha of Shayara. Now, in the case that they also have there in their caravan also non-Jews, so the Shpeil Lek, it's not sure if they would make a forbidden on the other members of the caravan to carry, just like we see in Shavuot later on, Shin Pei Beis of Aleph regarding a Nachri that dwells with Yisrael in that Chatzar, that he makes a forbidden on Yisrael to carry until they rent from him his Rishos, and he remains with a Tzorchin. Beis Yosef writes on his words that Pashut, that since the Jews don't need to make an Erev, the Nachrim don't make a forbidden on them to carry, because all the Yisrael can say like one individual, where then when there's one Yid, the Nachri does not make it forbidden on him. There's number 16. He said from 10 and above, they're considered in the name of a machna. The reason we found the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Erev, that it's learned from the pasuk machne lekim. We don't have a machna less than 10. Karmenei, then the Pinimarisha explains with it, because the Shechina Sher on Asar, which is a minion. According to this, Chaznesh writes that heretics that don't combine to make 10 for Davish Bagdusha would not complete also for the number of 10 for being considered as a machna.